Oh, yeah, well, our top four has gone there. We knew that going into it. We had to win the three games, but we have to refocus and make sure that we do a job and feel sorry for ourselves and get on with the Challenge Cup this weekend.
And your thoughts on the performance?
You couldn't fault the attitude. It's just our accuracy let us down, and the little things that change momentum in games went their way, not ours. You know, 22-12, it's a game that's got to be decided on little things when people look back on us, and they'll feel terrible at the moment. They'll be berating themselves, but, you know, you couldn't fault attitudes. Pity we didn't get that bonus point at the end, which I thought the least we deserved for the efforts, but I think Ben was out on his feet taking that kick, and he kicked brilliantly today. So, no, we just weren't accurate enough, and they nailed a couple of tries, at George Cruz's try, and then that try at half time was the exact polar opposite of what happened in January at the Stoop. So it was even Stevens in the second half, not much happened, and you think of Ross Chisholm, you know, nearly breaking away and scoring. Alex Good got back, and both Mike Brown and Marlon Jarrod make breaks as well. So little things can change matches, and the little things that can go our way today.
How much of an impact do you think the kicking battle had on the result?
It always has when you play Saracens, and they're very adept at it. They're good at the kicking game, and our kicking game maybe wasn't as good, but they put a lot of pressure on you. But we'll be just disappointed, I think, when you look back at it. Through everything, you'll see that we actually had opportunity, we had ball, but we just didn't sustain the momentum enough to really hurt them. Flip side, they gave away 17-18 penalties, which is pretty unheard of, and no one in the bin, and again that can change a bit of momentum. So those things didn't go our way today, they haven't for the last few weeks, but say you dust yourself down, you get ready, and you make sure that you're ready for the Challenge Cup on Friday. We have a semi-final at home at the Stoop, and we're two away from a trophy, so let's go out and give it a crack.
Perhaps the line-out, something you'd like to build on ahead of next week?
Yeah, and they're usually good. They put a lot of pressure. They are a very good line-out. We know George Cruz, and we probably binned 3-4 line-outs that are usually, you know, we're really good at. And again, that's why I keep on saying it's the little things that build that momentum, and they didn't go our way today. But then you look at the final score, it's not two teams with a chasm between them, but they're ahead of us at the moment.
Tim Visser came off quite early. What's he looking like?
A head knock, so he'll go through the protocols, he should be fine. But he has to go through the protocols.
And like you say, the next big thing is Grenoble, and a big opportunity for you next week.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you know, you feel sorry for yourself because we are very, very ambitious as a club, but we've fallen short this year. But that happens. You have to set your sights high. We've fallen short. We'll dust down. The club will dust down. We've got a great group of players, and when the margins go your way and when the confidence is flowing, those little things go your way, and we just have to work hard now. And that's the great thing of the energy of this Challenge Cup. It's something different. It's something, a new goal, and once the players actually feel sorry for themselves for that 24-48 hours, they'll be right.
And just looking ahead to the run in the last two games, still a place in Europe to play for as well?
Absolutely, and that, you know, we're not playing dead rubbers, that's one thing for sure. So we'll battle on, and we'll see where we get to.